time.
So we extend our greeting to one another by the shaking of hands as we did last time.
看看旁边的人, 跟他们握握手。
I will, by the way, I probably will start with slide 23. Especially for me to share with you again the life of Joseph, when you were here a couple of weeks ago.
很高兴有这样的荣幸能够继续来分享 两个礼拜以前所讲到的这个题目。
It's a very familiar story to a lot of us who have been Christian for a while.
对很多人来讲，这是一个耳熟能详的故事。
But I'm sure you forgot a lot about the details too, because it covered 14 chapters in the last part of Genesis.
但这也是一个很长的故事，在圣经里面花了14章。 最后的创世纪14章。
We were wondering why God made it so detailed for us. But I think if you read it over and over again, you find out there are a lot of messages there that are related to our daily lives.
神为什么要花这么多的时间来 讲约瑟的故事?
Today I'm going to continue the story in the second half of it, consider the second half of it, and try to bring some spiritual lessons and theme out of that and share with you.
我希望今天在 讲这个故事的下半段 能够把许多圣经里面跟我们生活有关的这个教训。
Last time we ended with the two dreams of Pharaoh, do you remember?
两个礼拜以前我们结束的时候是讲到法老所做的两个梦。
Joseph was 17 years old when he left Canaan.
约瑟在离开迦南的时候是17岁。
He was sold as a slave and brought to Egypt, as you remember.
他被他的兄弟 出卖做奴隶 带到埃及去。
The captain of the guard bought him and used him.
这个法老的侍卫长 就把他买出来 帮助他。
He was a faithful worker.
让他在家里面 管家里面的事。
He was quite successful from the very beginning.
从一开始就 非常的成功。
But because he denied, he would not undergo the temptation.
但是因为他阻挡这个试探,
and against his own master,
不愿意跟这个主人的妻子有染,
and particularly against God,
特别是他不愿意 犯罪, 得罪神,
he held on to his principle of life.
所以他持守他的生活的原则,
his core value and his well-being, even as a teenager.
虽然他是一个 青少年, 但他愿意 站稳在他自己所认定的 价值观上面。
Then he was put in jail.
所以他被 丢在牢里面。
He was there almost 10 years, around that time.
在牢里面有10年左右的时间。
He was promoted while he was in jail because of his faithfulness in serving, even within the circumstance of a jail.
虽然在牢里面, 但他因为对神的信实, 神也给他大大的祝福。
There are two very important persons you remember from Pharaoh who were serving Pharaoh. One is a cupbearer and one is a baker.
如果你记得这个故事的话, 在牢里面, 他碰到了法老的酒政跟膳长。
Both of them have their dreams.
他们个人各做了一个梦。
And Joseph interpreted the dreams for them.
约瑟替他们解梦。
And one thing I emphasized last time is Joseph now is not a dreamer anymore.
虽然小时候约瑟喜欢做梦, 但是现在他已经不是一个做梦的人。
He doesn't think about himself all the time now anymore.
他不再天天想到他自己。
And his purpose is to help others and serve others.
反而是去帮助别人。
So he became a dream interpreter instead of a dreamer.
他不再是一个为自己做梦，反而是去替别人解梦的人。
So he interpreted both of these dreams to these two persons.
所以他替这两位解梦。
Well, the dream interpretation came out exactly as he has told them.
他所解的梦是如此的正确。
The baker lost his head.
所以这个膳长被杀掉。
The cupbearer was brought back to Pharaoh's cabinet serving him.
酒正没事回到原来的工作上面，原官复职。
But before the cupbearer left the jail, Joseph said, "You know, remember me. You know, after you get reinstated in the Pharaoh's, you know, chamber."
在酒正出监牢以前，约瑟跟他讲，你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，施恩于我。
Well, the Pharaoh, as you, I mean, the cupbearer, as you may, as you recall, forgot all about it after he came out of jail.
但这个酒正出监以后就完全忘了这件事情。
He said he admitted that was his weakness later.
后来
he is a little short memory.
后来他说，我想起我的罪来了。
2 years later, the Pharaoh has two dreams.
两年之后，法老王有两个梦。
And he was looking for somebody to interpret the dreams of him because he bothered him so much. He said the dream was so crazy. I don't know how to interpret or understand it.
法老因为这样的梦，心里面很着急就到处找人来解。
Oh, the cupbearer suddenly remember. Oh.There was this guy in the prison by name of Joseph. He interpreted my dream.
这时候酒正想起来，就告诉法老说，他当年这个希伯来的少年替他解梦。
So Pharaoh called Joseph.
所以法老王把约瑟从监狱里面提出来。
And Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream.
约瑟替他解梦。
One thing I think you should realize that when Joseph talked to Pharaoh at the time, trying to interpret the dream for him, in that chapter, Joseph mentioned the name of God 5 times.
在解梦的时候，约瑟跟法老提到神5次。
And even Pharaoh himself mentioned it 2 times.
法老自己也提到这个创造的神2次。
That was in recorded in chapter 21. Chapter 41. 41. So Joseph suggests to Pharaoh, he said that you need somebody to help you to administrate your whole.Country, because we're going to have big events coming.
约瑟就跟法老王建议说，你需要找能干的人来帮你准备这因为马上就有7年的荒年要来。
You got ahead of me. But anyway, he said that you're going to expect 7 years of bumpy crops production in your country.
因为有7个这个丰收年。
But then after that, you're going to have 7 years when you're going to have famine.
然后接着会有7年的荒年。
You need somebody to plan for the future with this information in mind.
所以你应当派官员管理这个地。
So Joseph was very humble. He said, "Pick somebody that can help you to do that."
赶快去找这些能干的人来帮助你。
But you can read here in the that will be.In verse 39, so Pharaoh asked them, "Can we find anyone like this man in whom is the spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders, only with respect to the throne." Will I be greater than you?
39节到40节啊，我们看到法老告诉约瑟，他要约瑟来替他啊办这些事情。他说：“你可以掌管我的家，我的民都必听从你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。”
So Pharaoh took off his ring called the signet ring.
所以他就把手上啊这个打印的戒指拿下来
，gave it to Joseph.
放在约瑟的手上。
Why is the ring so important symbol?
这戒指有什么？为什么这么重要呢
？Because all the important order that go out to the people has to be sealed in a document.
因为那时候国王的命令啊，在拿出去宣布的时候，都需要在这个文件都需要把它封好。
And there is a seal there, and in order to be authentic.The Pharaoh has to put his signet ring there and mark that seal that it is an authentic document from Pharaoh himself.
为了证明这真正是从国王那里来的命令啊，在封好之后，必须要由国王的手印打在上面。
This is not too different from Chinese tradition, you know. The emperor has to do that too with his 图章，是吗？
就像中国的皇帝们盖这个大印一样。
Now, I want to read you, turn with me to a little passage there. I think you keep you in mind in the background as I shared today's message with you. But let's turn to 41, chapter 41 and chapter 33. We'll read a couple of verses there. Genesis 41, 33. And now, let Pharaoh, Joseph was saying, he said, and now let Pharaoh talk. And now let Pharaoh took for a discerning and wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. And then Joseph not only interpreted dreams, he laid out a plan and advice, suggestion for Pharaoh. He said, let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the fruit of these good years.That are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt so that the country may not be ruined by the famine.
刚刚所念的是33节到36节，41章33到36节。
So Joseph already outlined the plan for Pharaoh.
所以约瑟把他的计划告诉了法老王。
So the 7 productive years had passed, and they did exactly what Joseph was advised them to do.
所以埃及第七个丰年一完。七个荒年就来了，正如约瑟所说的。
You know, the Bible told us that not only the famine affect Egypt, it affect the whole Middle East area.
圣经说，不光是埃及，整个这个中东那一带都受影响。
All of you, you know geography, know that the River Nile, especially the Nile Delta, is very rich for vegetation and growth.
我们知道这个尼罗河三角洲是非常肥沃的，在埃及那边出口。
And it depend a lot on the seasonal flooding of the Nile that overflow and giving you water to nourish the soil, rich soil, so you can grow a lot of you know crops.
因为尼罗河的常常的泛滥，所以让它的土地非常的肥沃，可以种很多的东西。
But if for any reason there is not enough rainfall in the Upper Nile, you are not going to get the overflowing flooding of the Nile. And then you can get to the point, you get the drought will come and you can get famine because you can't grow any crop.
如果上游的雨量下得不够的话，就不可能有这些泛滥，以至于没有办法种那么多的庄稼。
Now it's reasonable to think that, you know, this is a region area of the Middle East. If you don't have too much rain down in the Upper Nile, you're not going to also have not much rain in the Israel area.In the Palestinian, in area of the Palestine.
在中东，以色列、巴勒斯坦这一带也是一样。下雨下的不多的话，就有这个饥荒的危机。
So the Bible told us it affect the whole Middle East area. too, and they inject in, include Canaan, Canaan.
啊，所以那时候的饥荒遍满天下，甚至啊影响到迦南地。
As you know, Joseph himself came from Canaan. His father, his elderly father, was still there, living there, and his 11 brothers, they are still living there.
啊，那时候雅各他的老父雅各跟他的弟兄啊，都还住在迦南地。
And you get at the point, they also sought of food to eat.
啊，因为他们也需要啊生存，所以。
So I describe to you a little bit about how his 11 brothers and his elderly father.
因为这个饥荒啊，我们看看他这个老父亲跟十一个弟兄啊，他们啊怎么样来面对这样的困境。看到因为这个这个饥荒的缘故，他们就到了埃及去啊要粮食。
So his 11 brothers, actually 10 brothers took off because why? Because their father would not let Benjamin go.
他们事实上只有十个弟兄下到埃及去要粮食，因为老父亲不愿意让最小的
Because Joseph, Benjamin, the last son, became his favorite son.
在老父亲失去约瑟以后，最小的儿子这个班杰明就成为他的最钟爱的儿子。
So they let the 10 older brothers go to get the food, and Benjamin was left behind.
这个便雅悯留在家里面。
But this time, I'd like to share with you some thing that I get from this message, and hope it will be also meaningful to you.
在这段里面，我所看到的，我真希望跟大家分享，希望这对你有帮助。
For today, I believe the one lesson I learned about this story is the principle of the need for conservation.
第一个是要节俭。
I told you about the geographical area of Nile and the setting.
我刚刚提到在这个尼罗河那一带这个地理的情形。
Now it's unusual to have 7 good years of crops all in a row.
在那边很不容易有连续七年的丰年。
And also followed by 7 year famine.
然后马上是七年的荒年，但圣经是这样记载的。
And the story and the message I get out of this lesson is，
我从这段所看出来的，给我的功课是这样子。
The lesson of conservation.
就是要我们要有准备，要做准备。
We have responsibility to plan for future.
我们要为将来做准备。
I'm sure all of you have children. You thought about them. You plan for them later for college.
就像很多的父母为子女的将的未来来做计划。
If we become unresponsible, if we don't have planning in life.
如果在不做计划的话。
The Bible also gave us the ants in the past, and the example of the ants. They prepare food for the winter.
圣经的箴言里面也提到蚂蚁会为他们自己来准备粮食过冬。
So why can't human beings do better?
人当然可以做得更好。
I'd like to share with you some of my perception that over so many years I have in this country, and share with you a little bit of this concept of conservation.
我想跟大家分享这个关于节俭做准备这件事，因为我在这个国家这么多年所看到的。
In our generation, a lot of students came in the 60s.
我们这个年这个这一代的人很多在60年代到这里来念书。
At that time, something was very popular in this country.
那时候当时流行的是这样子。
Buying things by credit.
买东西用这个信用来买东西。
Spend now, pay later.
先花钱，再付钱。
So I think it's important, you know, we are not trying to lump it all together. You know, of course, you can't buy a house, you can't buy a car, just like that. You have to pay by credit.
当然大件像房子、汽车，你必须要有一些 credit， 有一些信用。
But I'm talking about other things that are luxury in our life. A lot of time we cannot afford them, but we want them anyway. Pay later.
但有很多是我们在生活上的一些奢侈品我们就要现在就要拿到不管有没有钱，以后再说。
Everybody now is aware about the economy. It's a what we call now they call a global economic tsunami.
很多人说这个过去这几个月我们看到的是国际金融的海啸。
Started from this country, but it spread all over the world.
从美国开始蔓延到世界各地。
Even economists and non-Christians, they realize the root of the problem.
很多人看到这个根，事情的根源在哪里。
Because the lifestyle is that you want the best of life right now.
很多人要现要及时享受。
And you pay for it later by credit.
以后再付钱。
So.You get what you want now, but every time you get your paycheck, it's already divided in what you have to pay for.
所以在你拿到薪水的时候，有很多东西都已经是要付这个信用卡了。
There's a mindset of people in this country. They look forward for a paycheck every 2 weeks.
很多人在生活在这个国家就是这样的想法。他们靠着这个每两个礼拜发薪水来过日子。
Why? Because before they get the paycheck, they already have a list of bills in their pocket. So when the paycheck comes, they all divide it. Gone.
因为他们还没有拿到钱以前，就有很多债。
They don't think much about conservation or saving.
他们不想太多，不想未来。
This is one of the root problems of this country leading to the economic situation now.
这是造成今天这个金融问题的一个原因。
America is famous for not saving, but spending.
美国人喜欢消费，不喜欢储蓄。
Now, Oriental, I would say a little more conservative.
东方人通常是比较保守的。
Especially, I think Chinese, Japanese, Korean, so forth, they always have some saving, you know, in mind.
中国人、日本人、韩国人通常比较有储蓄的习惯。
I think it's a good cultural concept.
我觉得这是一个好的这个文化上面的特点。
But I worry a little bit about those who are born here.
但我比较担心的是我们的下一代在这里长大的。
They have everything they need.
他们什么要什么有什么。
They don't have to work their way to school.
他们 念书不需要自己去赚钱。爸爸妈妈替他们付学费。
I think this is something that some of our younger generation may not be aware of, this concept of conservation.
我们年轻的一代可能没有这样正确的对于计划跟省钱的观念。
They want all the good stuff,
他们
the modern stuff, the most updated stuff.
他们要这些最酷的东西。
Well, as our, I think, you know, American adults, they have that concept too, but I think that people who are born here, it's easy for them to talk about the same current, same kind of tradition.
在这边长大的孩子们，不管你是什么样的家庭来的，都不难免会被卷到这样的习惯里面去。
I heard the radio that there are about 260 million cell phones being used in this country.
我听到的是有260 million， 那是多少啊？2亿6千万啊！手机正在现在在这个国家使用的。
Now there are only a little over three hundred million people in this country, the population.
快要跟我们的人口差不多了。
So we are saying almost everybody has a cell phone.
差不多每一个人都有一个手机。
But you know what?Well, many of them they throw away the cell phone every 2 years.
但许多人每两年要淘汰一个手机。
Why do you want to update the cell phone?
因为他们
all the feature, all the gadgets they can get out.
他们要这些新的这些里面的特有的机能功能。
Using this promotion, he said, your contract is up now. Anytime you can be upgraded to a more beautiful BlackBerry cell phone.
许多的商家也在不断的在刺激消费。
But you know what? You get a new cell phone, you spend more time, you pay more time.
你当有你换了这个 upgrade 你的手机以后，你就花更多的时间在上面。
You know, American also, you know, family, as I'll talk about now, as they have tradition to change into a new car every 2 years, upgrading the new car.
很多美国人也是每两年换个新车。因为上面有这些好的东西，像这个导航系统。
Yeah, even make warning sign when you back up, like the truck.
或者是你开倒车的时候，后面也会有声音会响。
Some of them have back-view mirror, you can look at them and see what is in the back.
还有这个能够看照后面的这个后视镜。
Well, for the young people.
对年轻的来说
，We have iTunes, iPod，
这些好东西。
So we have to upgrade them all the time.
所以我们必须要常常不断的更新。
He said, "Mom, Dad, I don't want this one anymore. I have a classic. I want a touch."
对，我现在手里面的已经落伍了我需要换个新的。
Well, how about the adults? They like to have nice TV.
大人的话可能这个电视机越换越大。
The old one is too big, too bulky.
这个小的老的太庞大了。
I want a thin one.
要一个薄一点的。
The old one is too small. I want a big screen.
从小荧幕换到大荧幕。
Well, also now, you know, the regular TV not good enough.
就是这传统的电视不够看。要这个高 high resolution 高解析度的。
And your son and daughter will come back. Hey, mom, I was in my friend's home. They will have plasma TV, 50 inches plasma TV. It was cool.
有小孩子在别人家里面看到50寸的这种电浆的电视。
And they have one too.
要买一个。
Because now VHS is basically upgraded to DVD now.
现在已经很少人用这个录影带了。
I suppose before long VHS will be obsolete.
很快的这个录影带会落伍了。
Well, DVD is pretty good, but HD DVD is even better.
现在不但有一般的 DVD， 还有高解析度的。
But unfortunately, the company couldn't make them, and so now the company called Blu-ray.
然后还有这种叫 Blu-ray 的 company。能够装得更大，听看得更快。
So the tradition and the mindset and the worldview of this country is living in luxury, live the best you can today.
啊，所以这个现代人的想法就是要过得最好的生活。
Well, you can use your credit card. You know, just buy now. You can enjoy it. Pay later.
尽量现在就马上享受。
You know why people, a lot of people went to bankruptcy and is in misery now.
很多人破产在财务上面很可怜。
Because they bought a lot of things with their plastic.
因为他们用刷卡来过日子。
You know what they charge for interest?
你知道他们这些信用卡的利息大概多少吗
？20%，
接近两成。
You know how much the bank is paying you when you put the money in the bank?
如果我们今天把钱放在银行里面，拿多少
？Less than 1%。
不到1%。
But that is not
甚至还要付钱的。
No interest, I earn with money. But what I'm saying is that everybody recognizes now this country is in debt and in trouble because of its lifestyle that has been happening for the last 40 plus years.
我们看到过去四十年来挥霍的结果。
As a student, I recognized that problem when I came because I had no money. I had to work to go to school.
六零年代，我来到这边是一个学生，我没有钱，我必须要工作才能够上学。
But interesting, I went to church at that time. There are some pastors already aware of this trend in this country.
那时候我去上教堂牧师有牧师讲到这一点。
They talk about beware of mortgage, beware of credit card.
他要提醒我们不要随波逐流注意这个。信用卡的危险。
Now, for most of us, it may not be a problem. I don't know. Okay.
也许有些人觉得这不是问题。
But this concept of materialism in this country, we have to be aware of, especially as Christians.
身为基督徒，我们要特别的小心这个物质主义的想法。
God doesn't say you cannot enjoy yourself. You work hard to enjoy with what you receive.
没错，神是要我们享受我们所拥有的。
But we need to start open step ourselves and spend more than we can afford, then we will be in trouble.
但我们如果花费超过我们能力所能够供给的，那就是一个问题。
Joseph told Pharaoh, "You can have 7 years of good crops."
约瑟跟法老王说，你有七年的丰年要来。
The reasonable way to do that is to save about 20% every year.
所以他叫他说，你每年要存大概五分之一，在七个丰年的时候。
Next 7 years, you will be in good shape.
所以你下面的七个荒年的时候，你就能够吃得饱。
And if you read the story, it worked, right?
结果果然是这个样子。
So I think this kind of principle should be also in the Christian home regimen.
所以我希望这样的原则，我们基督徒在家里面能够来操练。
Plan for your family, plan for your children, plan your future in a reasonable manner, like what the Bible has taught us.
照着圣经的这个节省的原则来做计划。
I'm not saying that you cannot have any luxury. You cannot have a nice vacation or buy something you really enjoy. But it should be within your budget.
并不是说你不应该去买那些好的东西，而是你应该有一个这个预算。
There is one spiritual lesson I learned by studying the story of Joseph.
这是第一个。
I'll share with you today. I think it's very timely for us.
这是第一个属灵的功课我所学到的。
The second spiritual lesson I learned is that human being can change.
第二个我看到的是人会变。
No matter how stubborn they are,
不管
my mom.
不 不管他们有多么的固执，就像我妈一样。
So the story told us about Joseph's 11 brothers.
我们看到约瑟的其他十一个弟兄。
They initially a few of them tried to kill him, get rid of him.
一开始这些哥哥们想把他干掉。
Judah and Reuben. They intervened. They said, "No, don't kill him. Just get rid of him differently." So they put him in the pit. They put him in the cistern.
这个犹大跟这个流便两个大哥哥救了他一命。
So then he was sold to Egypt, right?
把他卖给去埃及的商人。
But during this past 12 years or so, their mind and attitude have changed. That you can get from the story.
我们看到这十二年来，这些哥哥们他们的想法已经改变了。
They no longer as selfish like Joseph was when he was 17.
他们不像约瑟当年都是自私自利的。
They thought about their elderly father and his needs.
他们看到老父亲以及他的需要。
They care for their youngest brother Benjamin.
他们也照顾最小的这个便雅悯。
They are aware now that their father is very much in favor to the youngest son Benjamin.
他们知道老父非常的喜爱这个小儿子。
In a way, after losing Joseph, their father almost cannot live without Benjamin around.
因为他们看到父亲失去约瑟，几乎没有办法活下去。
So instead of being jealous about Benjamin, they try to make their father happy. They protect Benjamin and also took care of him.
所以他们很好好的来照顾这个小兄弟。
Now the first time they went to Joseph, Joseph already recognized them.
他们第一次来见到约瑟的时候，约瑟就看出他的哥哥们来。
But they did not recognize Joseph.
但没有人能够认识约瑟。
Why? Because I think it has to do with the cultural changes.
我想是跟当时的文化差异有关系。
Joseph may still have long hair when he was, you know, pretty long hair as a teenager. You know, he can still have long hair. The style of the Jewish and the Israelite type of a style, the dress and so forth.
可能他的他们看到的约瑟跟当年的这个穿着法式等等都不一样。
But you know, before he went to see Pharaoh, the Bible told us he shaved himself. Nice and neat, young man. Shave himself.
约瑟在见这个法老，从监牢里面出来见法老之前，也把全身也把自己搞得弄得干净，胡子都剃掉。当然要见国王之前，要好好的打理自己一下。
And then after Pharaoh appointed him the post,
在被法老指定来做这个全国最高长官的时候
Pharaoh gave him very extravagant clothes and coat to put on and gold chain and so forth.
法老当然是给他很多美丽的这个服饰。
So when his 11, when his 10 brothers saw Joseph coming in a chariot,
当这十个哥哥看到约瑟坐着高大的马车来到他们中间的时候
，First they were hungry, that second they were scared.
他们已经饿得受不了了，然后又很害怕这个大官的降临。
No way, this can be Joseph, right? Recognizing.
他们怎么样也不可能想到这就是当年他们把他卖掉的这个弟弟。
But Joseph still have his brothers in mind.
但约瑟仍然想着他的兄弟。
The Bible told us he recognized them.
圣经说他看出这些人是他的哥哥。
He didn't say anything. He wanted to keep it secret.
他一句话都没说。
So he said, because he asked them about the history.
他就拷问这些人他们家里的状况。
He already knew Benjamin was not there.
他已经知道这个他的最小的弟弟没有跟着来。
And his father was honest. They told him all about their family.
所以这些人这些哥哥们对他也很诚实，把所有过去的这个家里面情况都告诉他。所以约瑟也看到这些哥哥们变得比较诚实。说这个小兄弟在哪里？
baby boy, you know, for the family.
他们说他必须要跟老爸在一起。
So Joseph said, "No, you have to bring your brother so I can see him."
约瑟说你们必须要把他带来。
So Joseph got out a little trick.
所以约瑟还使了个计。
So end up they keeping up Simeon. Simeon was kept a hostage in Egypt, and the rest of the brother went back.
所以把西缅挑出来西缅那个哥哥挑出来做人质，把其他人放。
Thomas says, "You go back, you bring Benjamin back here. Then I know you are telling the truth. Then I know that you are honest people and not spies."
所以抓住西缅做人质叫他们回去一定要把弟弟带来，这样我就看你们是诚实的人，并不是奸细。
So as the story goes, they went back. They tried to convince.The father that Benjamin has to go back.
所以回去以后，他们就想劝动这个父亲，让小弟弟能够跟他们一起再下埃及。
Under the circumstance, they are all food again.
因为在那个情况下面，他们已经没有粮可以吃了。
7 years is really long time without a lot of supply.
七年没有东西吃是很惨。
You know, in America, the worst depression, they call it recession, but they call it depression back in starting 1929.
在美国1929年是这个经济大恐慌的时候。
Some of you have gone to college and studied a book by Steinbeck called Grapes of Wrath.
也许有些人在念大学的时候也读过这本书，叫做
Grapes of Wrath, Grapes, 葡萄籽，
葡萄籽。
Grapes of wrath, wrath means anger.
愤怒的葡萄。
It's a very well-known book in college that people are required to read. It describes the condition in the 1929. And he traveled down the route from the Midwest to California, down a very famous route called Route 66 in the south of this country.
就是他们在讲当年的。那时候的惨状从这个中西部一直走到加州经过那个有名的 Route 66.
You know, I read that it took about 30 years or so before they got out of that depression.
我看过书里面讲说因为那个大恐慌要花30年的时间才能够完完全全的恢复。
Since then, in this country, there are multiple recession.
从那个时候到现在，我们已经经历了许多次的这个经济的衰退。
Most of them will be gotten over in 2 years or so time.
通常都这衰退期大概是两年。
To me, the economic situation now is almost getting to the point of.
对我来说，好像我们几乎要到这个恐慌的边缘。
All of us are affected. As you heard in the radio all the time, it affects everybody.
每一个人都受影响。
It may take a while to get back to what's supposed to be.
还需要一阵子才能够回到正常。
I hope a lot of you are good counselors.
希望许多我们中间许多人都能够做勤俭的准备。
If not, you should start now.
如果你还没开始的话，应该现在就开始。
So I think this is a very special message.
我觉得今天这样的功课是特别很特殊的。
A big another lesson about change. If we are not in that kind of a mindset, we need to change.
如果我们没有这样的想法，你要开始改变。
Well, actually, the main topic of these two time of sharing is about how to live a meaningful life.
我原来我的主题是如何过一个有意义的生活。
Meaningful life need planning.
一个有意义的生活必须要有好的计划。
But the Bible told us that the most important thing is that our mindset has first to be transformed.
但是，圣经告诉我们，最重要的是我们的想法必须要。改变。
You have to realize your limitation.
我们必须要知道我们的有限。
We have to accept the fact that we have a sinful nature.
我们也必须要了解我们、啊、有个罪性。
We have to accept the fact that in order to live a meaningful life, we first have to correct that root cause.
我们必须要来、解决这个 根本的、问题。
By letting God change us and transform us.
让神来改变我们、作为、这个让神来改变我们。
And from then on, then we can move on with the right path.
我们才能够走在神所指引的正路上。
So I mentioned about the visit, the first visit to Egypt, and then the second Egypt bringing Benjamin to Egypt.
啊，所以这些哥哥们第二次又下到了埃及，带着小弟弟便雅悯。
You know the Bible told us that Joseph is a very unusual person, and he's very forgiving person.
我们看到约瑟是一个非常能够原谅别人的人。
He hold his tears. He couldn't cry in front of his brother, so they would find out right away about what he felt.
他第一次看到弟兄来，哥哥们来的时候，他忍着眼泪啊。
The Bible told us he went back to the back room and cried his heart out.
但等他们走了以后，他转身退去，哭了一场。
Well, because his brother is here now, and his youngest brother is here, and then his father is still living.
啊，这次他看到，因为他知道他的爸爸跟、弟弟都还活着。
So the second visit in Egypt, Joseph couldn't help himself anymore, so he revealed his identity to his brother.
第二次他看到便雅悯的时候，啊，他无法再，再忍受。
You remember they kept Simeon the first time as a hostage, so they can come back the second time to bring his youngest brother.
在第一次的时候，把这个西缅这个哥哥留下来做人质。
After his youngest brother came back, he wanted to do some more. He wanted to see his father.
啊，这次呢，他看到了这个弟弟来了，所以他还要他们去把老父也接回。
We play another trick on that.
所以他又使了个计。
Okay, he said, now Simeon, Benjamin has to stay back. You go back, Benjamin comes to stay with me as a slave. Because I want you to bring your father over here too. So I want to make sure that you're telling the truth again, that you have, still have a father.
所以这次他又把这个小弟弟留下来做人质，要他们哥哥们回去把老父接来，来证明他们所说的是真的。
But some, after some interaction, Joseph couldn't help himself anymore. He cannot be that harsh anymore.
啊，他在跟他们谈话谈了一阵子以后，他已经没有办法再装出那样威严的样子。
They cry, they embrace each other. It's a very, very happy kind of family reunion.
啊，他哭了，然后显出他真正的身份。
He did not help Benjamin. He found that his brothers had changed.
他发现他的哥哥们已经改变了。
Okay, he said, I'll give you all the supply you need, even wagon and things that is not. I want you to go back to Canaan, bring your father and the whole household back to Egypt, because Pharaoh is going to give you a place where you can live, so you don't have to suffer famine. There's a place, special place called Goshen, the richest part of the Delta, that you can grow crops.
所以他叫哥哥们，他坦诚他自己的身份，然后给哥哥们很多的粮食，要他们去把父亲接回来，接到埃及来。
The message I get is that people can change, no matter how bad or hard they are.
我所看到的就是人是会改变的，不管他们过去如何。
Do not give up if you.Happen to be praying for somebody who is not Christian, praying for your parents who may not be Christian, your friend or whatever, your spouse. Do not lose heart because God promised that if you are faithful, you trust Him, He will make it happen.
如果我们有未信的亲友我们要不断的为他们祷告，因为神是信实的。
Joseph's brother in that kind of setting can change. Why can't we as Christians?
如果 约瑟的哥哥们在这样的情况下面都能够改变，更何况我们呢？
Well, just to lighten things up a little bit, I'll end this up with another music for you to hear.
结束前，我有这段的音乐。
It's about Joseph and his brother. Save him, take me. We are the criminal one. Just a little enlightening music to get you with the story. So his father, they did change with time. Changing is very important. If we don't have the capacity to change with time, do things is right, then I think we will not have any progress, and we will not have any achievement, and we will not be able to achieve this meaningful life that talk about. Can I just turn back to just the first couple of slides there, please?
刚刚讲的是我们人需要能够改变，能够活出最丰盛的生命。
Slide two or three. Okay, just leave it there. So to refresh our memory about, you know, the main theme that I presented the first time.The prerequisite or the requirement for meaningful life is to have the transformation in our mind. Because our own mind is degraded by sinful nature. In order to change, so we can open up our eyes and see the world differently, we have to be transformed by Christ.
第一个就是要有丰盛的生命，第一个必须要能够愿意改变，让神来改变我们。
So I was comparing the life of Joseph in four aspects, the four important truths are part of a Christian journey.
我用约瑟的故事啊，来显示我们基督徒生活的四个层面。
Okay, we already talked about the life of Joseph already. I just re-emphasize again for the biblical truth for a Christian journey. Number one, first we have to be transformed.
第一个，我们能够被神来改变。
We have to recognize our limitation, our sinful nature. We can only do so much, but without God, we cannot get any further.
我们只能做这么多，我们是有限的，没有神的帮助，我们所能够做的是有限。
And secondly, we have to realize that God has a providence in His creation.
我们要能够认识到神啊，为我们丰富的预备。
He cared for every creature He created.
他为我们，他为所有的被造物啊。都有所准备。
But he also gave all of us freedom of choice.
但他也给我们选择的自由。
He let us to come to him. He doesn't grab us and say, "You come here. You have to do what I ask you to." He let you come here willingly by yourself.
神让我们自愿，让我们自愿的来到他面前，而不是强迫我们来到他面前。
And the third part we talk about this change of worldview will change our outlook of life. God wants us to be less selfish.He wants us to be a servant and be a blessing to each other.
有一个改变是神要让我们少看到自己，而是去看到别人的需要，成为别人的祝福跟帮助。
And the most important thing in the last stage of our life, when we reflect back to our life.
特别是在生命的晚年啊，当你回顾过去这么多年的日子。
Hopefully, we will have the same kind of.Impression like Joseph. This thing that happened to my life, in a way, it means it's not meaning to harm me. It's God's will in our life. God wants me to be a blessing, not only to the whole land of Egypt, but to my family and save many lives.
就像约瑟一样啊，很多不好的事情发生到他的身上，但是是神啊。要来祝福他，而不是要神的意念是赐平安，而不是降灾祸。
So in finality, a meaningful life at the end, when we reflect back on it, mean that a life that we find very satisfactory because of this kind of mindset. Plus that we have honored God because we have fulfilled God's plan in each one of our life.
最重要是我们能够有一个。正确的观念，并且我们看到我们是为神而活。
Finally, I just want to share a little something with you as a way to keep you thinking.
最后，我跟大家分享，希望能够让你继续的来思考。
About 2 years ago, when I was visiting in Canada with my wife.
两年前，我跟建到加拿大去。
We went to the cemetery.
我们去了一个墓地。
She was visiting her father's tomb.
去看
him.
看我的岳父。
Something brought to my attention. I want to share with you.
在那个过程当中，我们看到一个东西。
You may not able to read it very well.Can you read some of the words there? I'll let you read in Chinese. Can you read them to Chinese in Chinese? I hope we can. Can we move the slide up just a little bit at all? No. Here, I'll let you read it. In Chinese, what it said, Mandarin. That is what it said in the tombstone. It representing a couple.You can even see the picture there at the corner.
这是一对夫妇啊，他们的墓碑在那个右上角是他们照片。我们现在只能嗅得到这个头之下。
You say in Chinese, I'll try to translate in English. They have to translate in English as well.
Okay. 这里是融合为一体的两个灵魂，他们在凄苦、贫困、卑贱、恐怖交织中无怨无悔。懵懂又顽强地挣扎出来，他俩既一无所有，又一事无成，流落番邦，更不能魂归故里，连他俩生命的延续也只能在此落地生根。他们又有何面目在墓碑上留下姓名？
Do you hear what he said? Okay. Well, for the close friend of those who doesn't understand Chinese, especially this kind of poetic words there, if I can read the writing. Okay. Here lies the unification of one body with two souls. They have gone through bitterness and poverty, being despised and full of fear, yet without complaint or regret. Just struggle through life and have the determination and stubbornness. They own nothing. We're talking about the couple who passed away. They own nothing and succeed in nothing. Wandering in the foreign land, because they came from China, you know, they are Chinese. And their soul cannot remain in their homeland if they die in this country. They live their existence and just ended and rooted in here. Therefore, they cannot face to have their name put on the epitaph. In other words, they have no hope because they have no faith, no belief. They've gone through a hard life. They maybe have been successful in life. And after they died, they didn't even feel like having their name put on the epitaph because they said there's no hope. There's the end of everything. Now, there's something for you to think about. For those people who have no faith, no hope. But as Christians, I think we look at it differently.
这两位可能是应该是不是信主的。 所以他们觉得,
they are not, if they have believed in Christ, they won't be writing like that. But definitely they have no faith, no hope.
因为信主的人, 他们没有这个信心也没有盼望。
Something for those of us who have not committed ourselves in the Christian faith to think about. Jerry, will you pray for us?
好，我们一起祷告。 主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你是我们的盼望的由来，因为你为我们，你带来神给我们的计划，你让我们能够来到神的面前与神和好，也让我们能够得到这样白白的救恩，因为你在十字架上面为我们所舍的，我们为今天的约瑟的信息感谢你，谢谢长老花这么多时间来准备，让我们看到。 我们人需要被主你所改变，因为我们有很多的罪性，有很多的老我需要对付，求你帮助我们在这个圣诞节来临的时刻，让我们常常纪念主你来到这世上，为我们所预备的救恩，让我们能够进到一个丰盛的生活，让我们活在平安跟盼望跟喜乐里面。感谢你，这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。